I'd like to first start off and just recognize the fact that this is probably the biggest weekend that I've encountered in April for our organization, starting off with the contract extension for Aaron Rodgers. It's obviously a very big step for us, for our program. I think he's an excellent illustration of what a Green Bay Packer stands for. Definitely a contract that he deserves, and it was really great for us to get that done. So we've been very blessed as an organization to have exceptional quarterback play here for two generations. Obviously both first with Brett Favre and now with Aaron Rodgers, and continue that with his contract extension was huge for us as a football team. So Aaron's an outstanding teammate, and I was very proud of him personally and professionally for us to make that step. Secondly, with the 2013 draft class, so this is always an exciting time for our football program. I can't say enough about our personnel staff, the hard work that these men put into this, and just watch it all come together the last 3 days. It's exciting. So we feel very good about all the young men that we've added to our class, and looking forward to getting those young guys here in the rookie orientation minicamp in 2 weekends from now. So we're excited about it. We feel it's been a great weekend. And with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what do you think the two running backs will do for you as far as how opponents view the Packers?
How opponents view the Packers from the running back position? I'll just say this, the way I view our offense with the addition of our two new young running backs, I think from top to bottom, you talk about DeJuan and Alex and James, and now to add these two guys. I have not had this diverse ability of so many different types of runners and unique athletic ability. Obviously, with Lacy being such a big, powerful, strong runner, and I think he has a lot better feet than people realize. He's obviously an accomplished player, and Franklin now just his. I don't know how you cannot be excited about the film that he has and his ability to catch the football and do things out of the backfield. So I feel very, very good about the group because it's a very competitive situation in the running back and the running back room. With that, and it's the way we like to play offense, there'll be excellent opportunity. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who grabs the rope and runs with it. So this will be the most competitive group that we've had in my time here at the running back position, but I think it's clearly the most diverse group.
Mike, how do you foresee going to camp with all five of those guys right now?
Well, I think we can all clearly be in agreement. You never have enough running backs. So in our time here, we've had a number of those guys. It's hard to get through a whole season just because of the demands of the position. And just the way we like to play, and obviously the way our offense is built around our quarterback and the utilization of the back, both in the backfield and out of the backfield. So we don't have enough.
Scouting comment, you had mentioned the desire to have an every down running back. Are you closer to having that now with these two guys?
Well, I think they all need to play every down. It's something that we talk about as a staff, and something that we've been talking about with the players at their positions, the expectations of every position, and specifically with the running back position. It's important to have players that can play first and second and third down. When you are in a no-huddle offense, to have so many people exchanging and the substitution, the referees will slow the game down. It obviously eliminates the reason why you're in no-huddle. So we train all of our running backs to be first, second, and third down players, and that'll obviously factor in how many opportunities they get. Well, I think, you've watched Ted Thompson enough times in the draft room. When he goes up, we're going up for something, and it's really good. So, and that was definitely the case. He, very dynamic player. I'm excited to work for him. In a little time, I had a chance to talk to him on the phone. I think he's going to be an excellent fit for us. Why don't you give me be a little more specific?
Well, I don't know that you have that kind of back, I guess.
Well, I think I'm on green. We're getting into measurables, but you've talked about running styles. I mean, Armon was that type of running style. Ryan Grant had a forward lean downhill running style. You know, Lacy has that type of running style. Now they're different. You know, they're built differently. So it's not do you change. It's how many opportunities do you create to play that way. So and hey, if we're running it good a certain way, we will run it more often that particular way, and that's something that we've never shied away from. In our offense dictates that we get in and out of a lot of different personnel groups. Obviously, formation utilization is something we've always done. We've made some scheme adjustments that we've been visiting with our players the last 2 weeks. We already started that process. You know, Lacy and Frankly fit right into some of these changes we made, and we'll see how it goes through the offseason, in the training camp, and I'm excited about it.
You mentioned the investment you made in Aaron by adding two running backs who a lot of people thought are the two best in this class, and then getting two more offensive linemen to create some competition in that room. Do you think you've helped him and the offense a lot?
The reality of it is we've helped our football team, and that's the way the draft board is set every single year. And I understand when you put numbers on a spreadsheet and you're over $100 million, and then right after that comes four players on offense. I think it's naturally to think that we sat there and said, hey, we got to hurry up and put some people around Aaron Rodgers. But it's really not the case. I mean, Ted has a process that's been in place for a long time here. It's unique to watch these guys work the draft room. You clearly understand how much work goes into each player, the evaluation of each player, the value that's placed on each player, and I'm a broken record, but we really just trusted our board again.
Mike, how do you think left tackle looks right now?
Looks good. We got a lot of opportunity that we need to create some for a number of different guys. So, and we'll really sort that out and go through it with the players first. I think the competition on the offensive line was going to grow regardless of who was selected today. And then on top of who was selected the last 3 days, it has grown even more. So that'll be another very competitive area.
Are you considering moving Bulaga to the left side?
We've talked about a number of different things. I really like to get these young guys in here and see how they fit. Actually had a chance to spend some time with James Campen and Tom Clemens this morning, because anytime you do select players, the first thing the assistant coach is how do you rep these guys? Who gets so many reps, because it's all about opportunities, and yet you have to get these players evaluated, because it is a process that starts now. It doesn't just start in training camp when you put the pads on. So with the opportunity to get on the field starting Monday, and being able to walk through some things on air and teach these new schemes, and those reps are important. So we're actually working through that right now.
Mike, does this draft reflect sort of the changes that you've thought about since the end of last season, since the San Francisco game?
Does the draft reflect changes since San Francisco game? I think any time the season doesn't go as well as you like, and that's been only one time I've been able to sit in the chair where I was able to say, hey, that went pretty good after the Super Bowl. But I've always looked at every aspect of our program, and I've always tried to break it in simple terms. There's things you adjust, and there's things that you change, and there's things you keep the same. So the San Francisco game was a disappointing loss for our football team. But we really didn't go wholesale change on everything we're doing. Definitely starting with the evaluation process for this year's draft. The process didn't change. The value of the players is something that you may tweak or adjust based on what you feel your team needs. But as far as wholesale changes, that's probably a better question for Ted. But I just know in my conversations with our personnel department, we didn't change the way we view people or view players or how we grade players. It's really looking for players that fit our program, our football team, that are going to make us better. And I think we've done that, because the diversity of this class, I think, brings us a lot of opportunity to do more, whether it's on offense, defense, or special teams.
Mike, as safety,
Charles Woodson got let go, you didn't draft a safety. Do you feel good about that position, where you're at, the guys over there?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got some young guys. I mean, I think we can't forget how many of our young players, our rookies, played on defense last year. And frankly, excited as we are about the 2013 draft class, the most improvement of our football team will come from the men that are already in the building. So our young players on defense will be a year better. I feel we'll have an opportunity to, you know, definitely improve from what they bring to the table, and that's no different at the safety position.
Mike, what do you see Dayton Jones as being a three-down defensive lineman?
I definitely feel that he has that ability. I think he has that. You know, have that opportunity, and you know, whether you're talking about base and sub and how that all sorts out and how people are going to play us, and our offense dictates some of that too. So, but I think he has that ability.
Mike, how does Derek Sherrod look to you? Do you think he'll be able to be a factor when you guys start?
Derek, I'm really counting on Derek Sherrod to be a factor. You know, he's a different man since the second surgery after the season. So he's making progress. I don't have a timeline for you, but he's definitely a lot better than he was during the season. So you know, he's someone we just have to get healthy and get him in there and get him ready.
What do you think of your receiving core outside of your big three? You know, talking about Ross and the rookies and so on.
I think outside of the first three, the one thing that's consistent, they're all good sized men. So they're physical receivers. The two young men that we've added are both have excellent physical ability, you know, speed. You know, Jeremy and Boykin are, you know, they're off to a good start. So I really like the competition there.
Mike, kind of a follow-up to the Sherrod question. Can you tell us where Balaga, Perry, and Desmond are in their recovery?
Balaga's been here the whole time, looks great. Desmond's back. He's getting close. And I'd say Nick is close. But as far as the timeline, when they're 100%, I don't have that exact date.
Mike, how much time did you have a chance to spend with Johnny Donnelly in the week?
Had the opportunity to spend, quite a bit of time with Johnny. He's been in and out of town. His process is not complete yet, so he's not here full time. So Johnny's off to a good start. Well, it's really the theory that we've always gone with offensive line. You look at how many offensive linemen that have played here that have played tackle in college, but also have the ability to move inside, play guard. We even tried to move some of our players to center. You know, T.J. Lang can play center, so it's just part of how we train our offensive line. As you know, you usually only have seven up. On Sundays, and it's important for those guys to have as much flexibility as possible, and I think both the young guys we drafted have that.
Like yesterday, when Aaron was talking about his contract, he said this just shows the way we do things around here. We all know that, but he says it shows the organization's belief in you and your staff to develop younger players, especially when you're going to have so much money tied up in Clay and Aaron, that those guys have to produce. Do you feel any of that to make sure your players, that you guys coach them up and develop them quickly so that they can contribute?
Do I feel it? I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I feel it. I feel it. That's the way we've operated since really the beginning, since the 06 season. You line up with three rookies on the offensive line, and I think it's a credit to the belief in the personnel department and obviously the belief in the coaching staff. It's our system of operation. I've been very fortunate to have the coaching staff that I have here in Green Bay. They're very talented. I think they're the best teachers I've ever been around as a whole. We can get better in some areas. We're focused on that, and we'll go right about it again this year with this new class.
Mike, why was DJ Smith released? Was that a difficult decision?
Well, DJ Smith, Brandon Sane, I mean, and I was thinking about this morning, Tom Crabtree and Eric Walden, you never want to lose guys you consider your own guys, but there's tough decisions medically or roster moves and as the personnel staff prepares the board, sometimes you're put in a position to make tough decisions. So DJ was an excellent pro for us. We wish him luck, and I think it speaks volumes about, you know, him being picked up right away by the San Diego Chargers. So, you know, we wish him the best, but those are never easy decisions.
Two more.
How was this day for you compared to other draft days? You came in with 10 picks. Was it more chaotic or more, did you have to work together more for the people?
Well, it's really drawn out. I think everybody here would agree that, and it's obviously for good reason. I'm not complaining, but it's a slower process than the past. I can remember, you know, some of the trades that would happen in prior years, and it, you know, because the draft would just keep moving, it was a little more chaotic. But I'd have to say that this new format, it moves really slow. So, I mean, you leave here last night and you come back and you feel great because you have 10 picks on the board. And, you know, we started with 8 and we were up to 12 and then finished with 11. So I really like the way Ted was able to space out the picks because, you know, we felt like we were able to grab a player, you know, we 26, 27 was the farthest gap that we had between picks. I thought really helped us today. So, but no, I didn't think it was chaotic at all.
Mike, when I look at the roster, just top to bottom and looking at it right now, is there something that stands out about it? When you look at it, what does it say to you? What kind of team do you think it is athletically, just looking at the roster?
We're an athletic football team, no doubt about it. We're a tough football team. We're a versatile football team. I think that's clearly even just the way we played last year, and I think we'll have more flexibility this year. The competition for opportunity is definitely increased on our team. If you look at the impact that our class last year had on the 2012 season, I look for all those guys to make a huge jump as I've always challenged players going into their second and third year to make that jump. So for as young as we are on paper, I like the experience level of our football team, and I think we have a chance to achieve our goals.
Mike, the fact is that main camp that we bring in the rookies, the orientation, is that a little later this year because of the CBA? Can you talk about how coaching staff gets ready for that and the goals?
Well, we've always gone back and forth on a rookie orientation because I know for the personnel department probably better if it was the weekend right after the draft. We have operated 2 weeks after the draft because you're able to bring your rookies in and it rolls right into where they can stay for phase three and continue on in the off-season program. So there's different factors involved in that, but we're operating 2 weeks after the draft like we have in the past.
Mike, the fact you guys didn't draft a quarterback, does that speak to your level of comfort at all with BJ and Graham?
I mean, it's both ways. I mean, I'm comfortable developing BJ and Graham. The quarterback meetings have been great the last 2 weeks. But hey, we never look to pass on any position, even particular quarterback. So once again, we trusted our board. The way the draft fell over the last 3 days is really a reflection of the hard work and the detail, the value that was placed on every player and is really the reason why we selected those guys.